Lesson 4. Outcomes. Describe methods for forcing entry through windows. Forcing entry through windows. Windows are sometimes easier to force than doors, even though they are not the best entry point into a burning building. Figure 9.47. Entry can be made through a window to open a locked door from the inside. As with doors, the size up of windows is critical to a successful forced entry. Forcing open the wrong window may also disrupt ventilation efforts, intensify fire growth, and draw fire to uninvolved sections of the building. Breaking window glass. The most common technique used is breaking the glass, but it creates the following hazards and obstacles. Slows entry into the structure while firefighters clear the glass shards from the frame. Creates flying glass shards that may travel great distances from windows on upper floors. Covers floors in glass shards which can make footing treacherous for firefighters advancing charged hose lines. Could shower glass on victims inside the structure causing additional injury. Changes the flow path. Cannot be undone once the glass is broken. Note, when using a pike pole to break a window, position yourself upwind and higher than the window so that falling glass will not slide down the handle toward you. Wire glass is more difficult to break and remove than ordinary window glass because the wire prevents the glass from shattering and falling out of the frame. Figure 9.48. Use a sharp tool, such as the pick of an axe, to chop wire glass out of its frame. Safety film is a product often applied to windows in high-rises, schools, or larger structures. The film acts as an adhesive that prevents particles or shards of glass from falling when the glass breaks. Safety film can impede breaking windows during operations. Where the safety film is present, cutting tools rather than striking tools may be required to break the windows. Because windows containing 2 and 3 layers of glass are expensive, firefighters must decide if the benefits of breaking the window outweigh the expense of replacing the windows. Multipaned windows are also time-consuming to remove because the glass is held in place by a rubber cement which makes shard removal difficult. Skill Sheet 9-6 describes the general techniques for forcing entry through a glass pane window. Note, Chapter 3, Building Construction, provides information on the various window types, functions, and materials that firefighters may encounter. Forcing windows. Forcible entry through windows can be made using a variety of approaches depending upon the window's construction, Figure 9.49. Forcible entry approaches to various window constructions include fixed windows, force fixed windows or block window walls only as a last resort. These walls are 2 to 4 inches, 50 to 100 millimeters thick and may be individual blocks held together with mortar or vinyl strips or manufactured panels of blocks up to 47 inches, 1/190 millimeters, square. To break these windows, you may need a sledgehammer or battering ram. Double-hung windows. Forcible entry techniques for double-hung windows depend on how the window is locked and the material of which the sash frames are made. Metal frame windows are more difficult to pry. The lock mechanism will not pull out of the sash and may jam, creating additional problems. Use the same technique given for a wood frame window, but if the lock does not yield with a minimal amount of pressure, it may be quicker to break the glass and open the lock manually. In addition to describing glass pane entry techniques, Skill Sheet 9-6 illustrates the method of forcing entry through a double-hung window. Single-hung windows. Single-hung windows are identical to double-hung windows with the exception that only the bottom panel moves. Locks and locking devices are the same as those found on the double-hung windows. Forcible entry procedures are also the same as those used on the double-hung window. Casement windows. To force open a single casement window, break the lowest pane of glass and clear shards from the frame. Cut open the window screen behind in the same area. Reach in and unlock the locking mechanism, operate the crank to open the window frame, and then remove the screen completely. If the window has one full pane of glass, break it, clear the shards from the frame, and remove the screen. It will be unnecessary to crank it open once the glass is removed. Horizontal sliding windows. The technique for forcing entry through a horizontal sliding window is the same as that used with the sliding door. Awning windows. Forcible entry through awning windows requires that you either break the glass or pry the window up from the frame. Jealousy windows. You must remove several panes to enter through these windows. Because most awning and jealousy windows are relatively small, they offer very restricted access even when all of the glass is removed. As an alternative, if you must enter through a jealousy window, it may be faster and more efficient to cut through the wall around the entire window assembly and remove it. Projecting windows. Forcing entry through projecting windows may be limited to breaking the glass or cutting the window panel out of the frame. Pivoting windows. Forcing entry through these windows follows the same procedure as the projecting window. Barred windows. If there are sufficient resources available, remove all security bars from the building to allow for emergency egress when crews are operating inside the building. Security grills or screens may be permanently fixed, hinged at the top or side, or fitted into brackets and locked securely. Security grills or screens that are hinged can be opened easily if the lock is accessible and can be cut from the frame. If not, you can cut the screen fabric with a rotary saw. Once you remove the screen, the window must be forced as previously described.